Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Yes, it is.
All is blessed after 6 days of war. Watch battleships from far rocks, seashores. Buy my favorite horse, convert, we whore no more. Our social uproar, emergent weak, and burnt down storms. Liberty no longer has statues, she sunk to the sea floor. She lied, pillaged, and raped from times before. Up to yesterday, I grabbed my mic, settled the score. Lift up my mic, through thunder and lightning, like the mighty Thor. A wolf, woolly head, Moors to say the start of the war. They came full force with rage, age, anthrax, crack. Concentration camps, revamped, court prisons, financing backed by corporations, TV stations, show full support, quote injustice. Got them in the streets, got them in the court. Projects are breeding grounds for plagues, unhealth abort. When the aid came, devil shell, mission abort. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no beast. Remember the old world, always oversized. Teaching economics, nourished on blood like vampires. Revamp the suck life from the poor, in the name of their God Thor. Greed lost control, wanted more ore. Employ leaders, you seek, pillage, destroy. Employ slaves to dig and mine the caves for a wage. This is the enlightened age. CEO posed as a sage, scripture on a currency page. Stage terror, old orders, old regimes, set laws, just rules, unjustly it seems. Stamped and branded men like cattle, human resources. Humans are resources, armed their minds to serve the forces of evil. Backwards, spells live, evil's against life. Take it away and never forgive. Evil is cancer cells, feed on good cells, kill them, destroy the host and move on. Character of this old willow. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace. No peace, it's a...
Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Aden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into the Amani Speaks radio show. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's show is titled, Time is the Corruption of Man. The quote of today's show comes from the Nitir Sesson, Book 4, verses 18 through 19, goes as follows. For shining steadfastly upon and around the whole mind, it enlightens all the soul, and releasing it from the bodily senses and motions, it draws it from the body and changes it fully into the essence of Amen. For it is possible for the soul, O son, to be deified while yet it lodges in the body of man, if it contemplate the beauty of the good. End quote. Now, I use that particular quote, blame why time is the corruption of man. The longer our souls, which is from the essence of good in this universe, as long as we sit in our bodies, and we move through time in our bodies, our souls become and more soiled with the evilness of this world. But if we hold on to the good. Of course, this explains the importance of prayer and affirmations. Prayer and affirmations keeps us in touch with the divine, with the true good of this universe, the only good in this universe. That's what keeps us in touch with it. At the beginning of the Nitir Sesson, it talks about piety and faith pathway back to the good. It's the only way for a man and a woman to live their lives, is to be pious and to be full of faith. Thinking about what my dad said to me when he was down here a few weeks ago, that it's about spirituality. Life is about spirituality. Forget religions. I mean, he has told me this in the past before, but when he said it this time, it stuck with me. Because I begin to, as I say, walk through time. And what my father had said is what I generally have seen for myself, that religion has replaced spirituality in today's world. Religion is a corruption of spirituality. And because spirituality has been replaced by religions, we kind of see the conflicts that exist on this world today, because we are separated or divided through religions. Even though there are all different paths to that place of spirituality, they're just different paths. I remember my telling us this one day when we were studying a poem called Paradise Lost from Milton, John Milton, I believe it was the author's name. But anyway, as I go on and I see that time is the corruption of the man of man, because our souls soiled with the senses of this body that we each dwell in. And the longer that we're soiled with the senses of the body, the more we take on these illusions in this world, and we believe in them, and we put our trust and faith in these illusions. And when we do that, we forget about the all within all things, and referred to as the One, the Mighty Sesson, the Amen. Sesson meaning the intellectual operation of the One. Amen, meaning the physical power of the One. Now, when we talk about the creator of the universe, many of us seem to think that we're talking about this soft, mythical, weak entity. So we think of all the characteristics of the One as soft and weak, when it's so far from the truth. Again, we don't concentrate on the truth. We don't know the truth. And that's why I started this year off with Ma'at. And it just happens just so happens that Dr. Francis Cress Welsin passed on the day before I did that show last week. And so, you know, I thought about how she touched me. And to me, it was the personification of Ma'at, of truth and justice. And so that's why I started the year off dedicating my show about Ma'at to Dr. Francis Cress Welsin. Because we are getting buried in the darkness of time. We, meaning the souls within the body, you know, the souls are us. We are the souls. There's no difference between ourselves and our souls. We are our souls. Our souls are us. And we're getting buried by the darkness of times. And so, as we progress through this darkness of time, we see the world becoming more and more corrupt. As I said last week, adults killing children, children killing adults, men killing women, women killing men. And this is broadcast to us through the various medias every single day. Now, you have your early morning. When you wake up in the morning, you're waking up to the morning news, and they're talking about death and destruction. Then there's a midday. Now, a lot of us is at work during the midday. Well, some of us take lunch breaks. And if you go in your break room and the TV's on, it's on the news, whether it's the local or the 24-hour cable news channel, and they're broadcasting death and destruction. You get off work, you come home, and what do you see? The evening news, death and destruction. Again, you go to bed at night around 10, 11 o'clock, and when you go to bed, what do you go to bed to? The newscasts broadcasting death and destruction. And, you know, in the news business, they have a saying, if it leads, it bleeds. Simply stating that they broadcast death and destruction, and they give you a taste, an appetite for it. And as we get this taste for death and destruction, I mean, you go to the movies on the weekend. Some of us do. Personally, I decided that I don't need that stuff in my life anymore, so I don't go to the movies anymore. Because, well, not because of what I'm about to say, but I decided time for me. What I was about to say is that I remember a couple of weeks back I was just going through words, and I remember I came upon entertainment or entertain, and it struck me that a synonym for entertain is beguile, and that immediately took me back to the first book of the Bible called Genesis, when it talks about the serpent beguiled Eve, and the brain computer started saying, so that's what this entertainment that we see today is. It's still the serpent beguiling us. Even though I have to say this, that I look at the Bible as a book of children's stories. And I don't say that to be mean. But I say it because I know where that book came from, who wrote it, and why they wrote it. Now, mind you, the essence of it came out of the place we call Africa, when the Greeks was playing the ancient robber barons, and they were stealing the spiritual African culture, and as they was extracting it out of Africa, out of Merita, as today we call it Africa. But as they was extracting that information, they corrupted it. And that's how we have a lot of the religions that we have today. I'm not saying that every religion came out of Greece. I'm not saying that. However, most of the religions on the planet, I believe is about 4,000 today, are very much influenced out of that area. Today they are. I'm not saying they originated from there, because we know they didn't. But they are influenced out of the controllers of this earth that's within that area called the Vatican or Rome. And so, knowing that, you know, these robber barons in Rome practically hoodwinked the world with this thing called religion. Again, we got 4,000 different religions, and no, they didn't all come out of Rome, but they all are influenced and controlled by Rome today. No, don't fool yourself. You have monks halfway around the world that are practicing their local religion. And don't think for a minute that it hasn't been touched by these robber barons in Rome. Don't think that it hasn't, because it has. Because I have said on this show that the system of global white supremacy is all over the planet in some way, fashion, or form. So to thoroughly look at this world, we have to understand that it's heavily influenced by the armies of Rome. Whether it's the fighting armies that are assembled by Washington that go around the world killing and murdering for the sake of Rome, all the money barons coming out of England, you know, the financial institutions, etc., the warring armies out of Washington, they all work for Rome, or Rome works with them. They're all part of the same system of global white supremacy. That's all I'm saying. And this system runs the planet, every corner of the planet today, too far away from the subject matter. So as time moves on, and our souls are housed in our bodies, and we experience this three-dimensional world through the senses of the body, and the longer we're here experiencing this world through the senses of the body, the soul gets soiled with what it's picking up. And what the soul is picking up is turning it evil. Yeah, so I say the soul, meaning you and I, the longer that we're here, the more evil we become. So that's why it's a very good and natural thing to pray. It's a very good and natural thing to take on spirituality. Well, spirituality has been replaced by religion, so we take on religions today. The longer that we're here, the more separated we are from the good. As our souls being part of the essence of Amen, the essence of good, it wants and needs and craves good all the time. But since we've been in this world, we actually have been taught that evil things are good and good things are evil. Oh, please don't get that confused with the satanic stuff that's going on. None of that is good. That's not what I mean. But the satanic stuff is actually being taught as good things today. It is. So the longer we're here, the longer we go through life, that our souls become. Now that doesn't mean that I'm saying go out and kill yourself. Don't be foolish. I don't mean that it isn't a good thing to live a full life, because nowadays many of us think that we're supposed to die young, that it's a good thing to actually die young, even though many of us receive those thoughts because we're not in control of our thoughts. Something totally separate from ourselves is giving us the thoughts that we have. So a lot of the thoughts that we have are not even our own. That's why I was saying earlier, that's why I don't watch movies. I even limit my time in front of the television. I'm choosy about what I read. Because all of these different medias feed us thoughts that influence our behavior. And then when you look at the situation that you're in today, the situation was created by the movies you watch, the television you watch, the magazines you read, the songs you listen to, all forms of media. Is what influence your thoughts or give you thoughts that influence your behavior in this world. So if your behavior is influenced by outside thoughts, and these outside thoughts are coming from very corrupted men and women. I can't even say souls, because I don't think they even have souls, the people that create these thoughts for you and I, the people with souls. And now it's funny that I never thought of a soul until I started reading the Natir Sesson. It really woke mine up. You know, it shook me and said, come alive. Now, when my friend, my brother, Ras Namir Moon, petitioned me to do this show, you know, when I first agreed to take the show, I said, what am I going to say? And I looked at the title that he gave it, Amani Speaks. Amani meaning of Amen. So immediately I said, well, you just speak for our men. And it shouldn't be hard from you if you speak from your heart. What you feel, what you experience, if you speak from there, you should be able to speak for the creator of the universe and connect with everyone from that perspective. Like I said in last week's show, you know, no, our men didn't raise me up and chose me to do this work. So nothing like that. It was something that was already in me that said, this is what I got to do. So, again, the longer we're here in these bodies, the more corrupted we become. And I'm sure the robber barons that create, that we live in every day, they know this. Not because they're these almighty wise type of, no, not because of that. Merely because they studied us. They studied our ancestors. That's why they know us so well, because they studied our ancestors. They didn't study them to be more spiritual, to be more enlightened. Quite the contrary, they studied them to gain more power over us, their children. Been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of the show, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Peace. For those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So these men, they did not study our ancestors to become more enlightened than themselves. These men, if you want to call them that, are not like you and I. They do not have souls. Now, there is a spark in their mind. We think that it's a soul. We perceive it as a soul, but this world is illusion. And that's what we need to understand. That's the illusion. They're not like us. We think they are, but they're not. They're not like us. The illusion of this world. You have men and women that are posing as men and women every day. They're around us. They talk to us. They socialize with us every day. Because we think they're like us, and we think we're like them. And that's the illusion. We're nothing alike. And now I go back to what I call that childhood book called the Bible. And again, I don't say it that the Bible's a childhood book to be cruel to those that put their total trust and faith in it. I say it because my responsibility right now, my job, come on, Imani Speaks, is to wake up souls. And if I'm beating around the bush, if I'm not being truthful to you, I can't wake up your soul. So I have to be a practitioner of Ma'at. Not to be cruel and unusual to anyone. Not to get laughs. Men and women to go, ooh, you heard what he said? That's childish. It's time for us to grow up and mature into the men and women we're supposed to be. and be the protectors of life that we are supposed to be. These are the duties and responsibilities of one that is of Amani. Now, you hear those words, duties, responsibilities. Some people quake and go, oh, I don't want any part of that. Because we have been taught to be so childish in this world that we don't want to take on responsibility. And that's a hallmark of a child. When you don't, because growing up is taking on responsibility. That's the whole point of growing up, is that you take on responsibility, not just for yourself, but for those that are around you. To grow up is to be responsible for what's going on around us today, to be responsible for the house that we were given by the creator of the universe. This planet, I call Moreno, others call Earth, third rock from the sun. It had other names, Tiamat, the water world. It had other names. But this house was given to us to keep, and we have the responsibility to maintain it. These days we have robber barons running around, and we all support them. We all idolize them. You know, these corporate bigwigs with extremely large bank accounts, jets, mansions, women, clothes, cars, all the material desires that a man would ever want. And we idolize these fools, calling them men of the year, and, you know, all those other, the plethora of titles that go along with that. Their movies, we read their magazines. You know, the bourgeois ones of us, you know, the bourgeois class, they like to read the books of these robber barons. And none of us, because we like our little toys that we get in life. We like our little house and our cars and our bank accounts. And knowing that they have what we perceive as the power to take those things away. And that's the power that they have over most of us, is that they can take things away from us. So we leave them alone. We let them be. And so these soulless robber barons, they spread nothing but corruptiveness. As time goes on, we keep seeing more and more of them rise up. And as more and more of them rise up, the worse the earth gets. But let me take the focus off of the robber barons and let me talk about time. Now, this past week I was reading Dick Gregory's autobiography called Nigger. And it truly gave me a perspective on, you know, I remember going to a Dick Gregory lecture over 10 years ago with my brother Roz Amun. And ever since that lecture, you know, I haven't been keeping up with him, but I would see lectures that were posted on YouTube, and I would watch him, and I would listen to what he has to say, not just lectures, interviews, etc. And when I read his autobiography, it gave me a clearer perspective on why he talks to people that interview him, the interviewers or the interviewees, or the interviewer, excuse me, why he talks to them the way he does. When he does his lectures, why he talks that way. I mean, reading Dick Gregory's autobiography gave me a great deal of respect for him. And because the respect came because I seen the experiences that he went through and what made him who he is today. You know, when I read his story, it immediately took me back to Malcolm X's autobiography, because both of these men pretty much was raised in the same time period. And it also made me think about stories my grandmother used to tell me about her childhood. And a generation later, what my mom and dad used to tell me about their childhood. And when I hear stories about people from the past and or what they experienced in the past, because they're still with us, some of them are still with us. But when I hear their stories, it gives me a great deal of respect at the person I'm listening to, because I begin to comprehend why they are the person that they are. It made me understand more what Dr. Amos Wilson was saying when he said that history is not about the study of events and dates and people in those events and dates. It's not just that. History forms the psychology. And so we study history to get a clearer understanding of what we're witnessing today. That's why we study history. I know there are a few people have said to me in the past, you know, why are you talking about history? Ew, you know, you're supposed to be in the now. But I know that looking back then clearly explains to me what's going on now. That's why I, as I say, I walk through time. I often look at what happened before, because it defines what's going on now. So we need to know that time is the corruption of man. But why does it corrupt man? And how? I can tell you how. That as long as our souls are in these bodies and we experience in this three-dimensional reality, our souls experience this three-dimensional reality through the senses of our body, and we become, as it would say, soiled with what we sense here. Corrupts us, changes us, and drives our behavior. And that's why it is also important for us to say prayers and repeat affirmations of the good, because that is the way that we stay in tune with the good of the universe. Good is not outside of us, it's within us. So when they taught us to look for the Creator outside of us, they deceived us. They being those demons in the past that decided that we're going to control the world, and so we're going to control people's thoughts, feelings, and we're going to drive them. We're going to drive them until they destroy themselves, and we have this place for ourselves, because, you know, we look at the mundane and think, oh, white people hate black people because of their color. How silly. No, white people hate black people because black people don't know who they are. That's why they hate us. We don't know who we truly are. That's why the true path to the good is to know thyself. Our ancestors had it on numerous temples throughout the old world. You know, we've been separated from the old world, so we don't, most of us don't know that. And then when those of us that study Afrocentricity, we study that and we see that, and then we tell them, oh, this is why we do it, and they say, you know, you're wasting our time. Shut up. Nation of man. Simply because man, the longer we're in time, the more we are corrupted by the senses of this illusionary world. And I will say first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We back again.
Yes, sir.
It's on the ray.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Fan stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears need. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Red strike.